Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Frank, baby. This is the Big K Morning Show. Larry Richard with my in-studio guest, Lance Joan, who I've known for many moons.
Thank you for inviting me in.
Dating back to your Star Lake days, where you were part of bringing the greatest acts ever to our hometown.
Yeah, the facility opened in 1990, and I was not there the first year. I was still at the Civic Arena at that point.
Right.
And booking shows there. Someone you know, Tom Rooney, was the executive director of Star Lake when it opened in 1990. He poached me from the arena the second year. So I was there from 1991 through 2007. So a long stretch.
That's a long time in the music business.
Oh,
especially.
Things changed appreciably in that, you know, decade and a half that I was there. I mean, new trends, country changed and became immensely popular.
I mean, they're packing arenas now with country music.
Absolutely right, yes.
And Star Lake's still doing well.
Yeah, it's still doing well. And, you know, it's funny, Larry, you would like this, but in 1994, the band Traffic with Steve Winwood reformed after many, many years. And so our advertising was Traffic at Star Lake, and people were going, oh, really?
Because that's right.
Well,
that's what people, because of the construction for Eons 2230, it just seemed like it was hard to get there and then hard to get out of the parking lot after.
Yes.
They still have those challenges. But
you're right.
Here for something completely different.
Yes.
We support here at Odyssey Pittsburgh, KDK, Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank. So tell us about Tunes for Tables.
Yeah, so that's a campaign I came up with 6 years ago, and it's basically really online, so easy to access, easy to donate. So Lisa Scales, who's the president and CEO, has done a video. I think I posted it the other day on Facebook on my page. And, you know, great organization top to bottom there, do immensely great work for the community. And they're in a situation now. In July, they got cut with expected revenue from Department of Agriculture. You know, there's been some cuts to a lot of nonprofits, et cetera, but they lost over $1.5 million. They're trying to claw back, of course. So, you know, it's critical right now that everybody reach out and support them. They cover 11 counties. There's probably 300,000 people out there in their service area that are experiencing food insecurity. So I started this Tunes for Tables, like I said, 6 years ago, and it's online. It lasts 1 week, and we're on day 5 of 7. So actually, the Tunes for Tables campaign runs through this Sunday evening. And the address is pittsburghfoodbank.org/tunes. And the information is there. The place to donate is there. That's on the website of the food bank. And as we've discussed, I've had music sort of coursing through my blood from an early age. And,
yeah, you were like a little kid doing Elvis stuff.
My parents bought me a cheap plastic guitar with a couple strings on it, and I performed in front of their friends, which I'm sure they enjoyed immensely, or pretended that they did. So
we used to watch the Monkees on TV, and we thought, well, we could be a fake band too.
Yes, exactly right.
Without any talent, but those guys ended up being pretty talented. All right, that said,
they did.
Tell us this premium you are offering.
Yeah,
for just $25, because I think it's really unique.
So yeah, 25 or more of a donation will get you instantly a return letter from the food bank, you know, thanking you for your donation, but also giving you a link to go and download a complete set. It's about an hour and 40 minutes long. It consists of 18 different in-concert performances. You were playing Frank there, so the chairman of the board, and a song from him is on that. So it's basically a curated jukebox, video jukebox, and it's all yours. You download it, you have it forever, and it's 18 different artists, and not just the chairman of the board, but we've got Sting on there.
Oh, Sting. I love Sting.
Yes. And so, you know, it's a wide array of people. There's John Prine, who's a famous folk artist. There's Sting with Rufus Wainwright singing. So I did a number of collaborations when I included
these.
Where'd
you get these videos?
Just from YouTube. I mean, they're accessible to the public, of course, but not in a curated sense of this, that you get 18 of different things, and it kind of flows very nicely the way that we could do it. I used my old DJ skills from college. I don't know.
You went to Penn State.
I did go to Penn State. Yes, you're right. I did. I was on the radio station up there, and, you know, famous because it had a 9-mile radius or something
Are
like that.
Are you going to your class reunion?
You know, I don't. I haven't been up to Happy Valley for a number of years, so I really should go back there. It's been a while.
I had a brother that went to Penn State. I had a brother that went to Pitt, and they go, "Where are you going?" I said, "I'm going to Ivy League." They said, "Clarion is not Ivy League." I said, "There's Ivy all over the student union building." He said, "That doesn't count."
Oh, that's not the ivory tower they were talking about.
No, it wasn't. So how did you get into doing this in the first place?
You know, it's funny. My late wife, Margot, and I, the early 2000s.
She was a superstar.
Thank you. Yeah. I think the short story is that Margot and I were into music very much. Early 2000s, Martin Scorsese's film The Last Waltz came out on DVD for the first time. I was excited as hell, and I ran to the record store and purchased it. And we invited some couples over to watch it. So we crammed the chairs in the living room, six other couples and us. And as we sat there and noticed that after songs were over watching The Last Waltz, people were clapping, almost like they forgot they were in a living room watching a TV. And they thought they were out at a show. Something clicked in our minds, and we said, you know, I've collected and was collecting a number of concert videos because they were just abundant back then. Everything was being released, from U2 to Frank Sinatra to everything. So anyway, I started collecting those. So we came up with the idea of renting a hall, me doing a curated set of videos that we would download. And so we did three sets of videos, time in between for silent auction purchases. Basically, we ran an event for 14 years from 2006 through 2019 and raised, I think the total was over $170,000 for this little, we called it the little private party that could, because it was a bunch of friends, like-minded souls, very generous, probably 100, 110 people coming to this one event every November through that time frame. And we raised a lot of money for the food bank. Got to know also Joyce Rothermill, who was one of the co-founders
of
the food bank.
I remember Joyce.
Yes. Incredibly inspiring person. And so that friendship also with this idea that came out of kind of nowhere, you know, we were successful. And then COVID came. But ironically, we had stopped the live event that we had been doing from 2006 through 2019. We stopped it after November 2019, not knowing that in March 2020, Everybody in the world was sent home. And so so the next year, 2020, which is why I developed Tunes for Tables, strictly online, easy to get to, easy to get the thank you gift, and great support from the food bank this week as well, with all the efforts that I'm doing myself, visiting folks like you and posting on Facebook. And
this is great. PittsburghFoodBank.org/TunesForTables gets you there.
Yes.
And you're helping the Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank and all of our neighbors around the region.
Yeah.
Lance Jones, thank you. Good to see you. It's Benedict of Pittsburgh and really all around the world in Munich, Germany. And we got a lot going on this weekend. Joining us, Pat Septak, who is our really Oktoberfest expert. Last year, prior to, he purchased a expensive pair of lederhosen.
Yes.
For those that don't know, what is a lederhosen?
I don't even know how to describe it. although you have had you have a description that you use quite often. What do you call it? Chaps? Something?
Assless chaps, yes.
yeah, it's got straps and it's got the you know, the suspenders, and you know what, you knew. Most people know what
leader is. All right, before we get to the Oktoberfest, because you're a busy man, this is your busiest time of the year. It's kind of like the Super Bowl for a man that plays the accordion. there's the Jazz Festival in town this week.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Ken, yes.
A lot going on at the August Wilson Center downtown at Liberty Avenue. Saturday, all day, basically Saturday and Sunday, too.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have, I mentioned this, Adam Sandler's at PPG Paints tomorrow night, 7:30. Then you've got the Three Stooges Festival at the Harris Theater downtown.
Yes. And so much going on.
There is a lot going on. And then share with Aaron what Oktoberfest means to you, the places you've been here and this weekend. He's in big demand, Aaron.
I asked him. He said he is in the thick of it.
Yes, to say the least.
Last year, he posted a viral video that smoked around the world.
That's what you do, Pat.
Yes, it did go viral. But yeah, it started last weekend for me, and I'm just on a roll. It's like every weekend, just something going on. Tomorrow, I'll be playing at Shoe Brew in Zelianople, where I live.
Oh, yeah, and Evan City's not far. They got their big pumpkin festival tomorrow on Sunday, too.
That's right. Yes. Yeah.
No Horse matter- trading days are over, though, in Zilli, aren't they? That was earlier.
I think so. Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, at Shoe Brew, I'll be playing on the rooftop.
Like the Beatles.
Like the Beatles.
Thank goodness there's no chance for rain.
Yeah, that's true.
How often do we go into a weekend in this town knowing for sure it's not going to rain? I watch it rain.
not very
Never.
Long. I mean, it's amazing. This two-week span.
Oh, my gosh.
No rain. Not just no rain, but sunshine. We have plenty of sunshine.
Crazy.
Yeah. But yeah, so that's going to be fun between 1 and 6 tomorrow. So if you're driving by, beep your horn or look up. I'll be on the rooftop there. Yes, like the Abbey Road concert that the Beatles did in the late 60s.
Yeah, when they were breaking up the Beatles, they did a performance on the rooftop of Apple Records.
Yeah. And the authorities had to come up and shut it down. He said, you can't do this.
Oh, I didn't know that part.
Oh, yeah.
All right, and then what?
Breaking news, Larry. I just found out I just got booked for the Pittsburgh Renaissance Festival.
Wow.
Yes.
What took them so long?
I know, right? So I asked him, I says, there's just one problem. I says, I don't have any Renaissance costume. And they said, do you have any Lederhosen? I said, boy, do I. They said, just wear that. So...
Otherwise, what would you have done?
I don't know. I don't
kind of in a Conan the Barbarian thong.
Right. So, yeah. But that'll be next weekend. Next Sunday, I'll be at the Pittsburgh Renaissance.
Where did I see you on the marquee?
Oh, that was last night. That was at Riardo's Bar and Grill in Newcastle. That was not an Oktoberfest. That was Italian night.
Oh, he gets these calls all the time.
I mean, hearing you play Italian music, it was amazing.
And guess what?
Thank you.
There's two songs I can tell you right now that are the number one demands If he goes to Italian Fest, tell me if I'm wrong.
Mm-hmm. Oh, definitely. Right? Yes. I played that last night.
I told you.
Some guy gave me a big tip just for playing that song.
I want to thank you, Patrick, for doing this for me.
Legendary.
And then you get the Steeler fight song request. The Jimmy Pohl version,
oh, yes.
Right?
Yes, yes. Da-da-da-da-da-da.
I think I have it.
That's it.
Do you sing, too?
I do not sing.
Oh. All right, Patrick. But, good luck this weekend.
Thank you.
This is like hanging out with Elvis. He's storming the countryside, one location, a bar at a time.
I feel like I'm on tour, you know?
All right, man. Have a great weekend.
All right. Thank you, Larry. You too.
And coming up, Marty Griffin, 10 until 2. We'll check in with Marty in the next few minutes. And every Friday, we're running out of Fridays with Pirates broadcaster Joe Block. Joe, good morning.
I'm glad you put that caveat on there. You started to worry me for a moment there. Running out of Fridays.
Just,
oh, no.
In baseball terms with you, yeah. I mean, we'll talk again next Friday for the final time. And then what do you do in the off season?
I'm a dad and a husband, you know, so I mean, that's it. I just try to make up time with my kids. They're ages 4 through 9. My wife deserves some dates and some time with her or some time off. Really go bike riding before it gets too cold, stuff like that. So just try to have a little time with them.
Yeah, understood. That's a great plan. For those that don't understand, what you do in season is very demanding on your personal time. So we got this big weekend at PNC. Here's what's kind of cool going into the weekend. We know it's going to be nice for baseball, weather-wise.
It got me choked up too, Larry.
You know, sorry.
How good the
full disclosure. I just wolfed down a Oakmont Bakery pastry. I'm sorry, Joe.
I would prioritize that over toxic as well. That's really good. Oh, no, I mean, it's you think about it, it got cold a few weeks ago, and we're thinking, oh, my gosh, what's going to be like when it comes to fall rolling around? This is the last weekend of summer, so it's still going to feel like summer, and it's going to be really nice out at the ballpark, too. And a lot of fun stuff going on. Fan Appreciation Weekend really is year-round, but especially just making sure that, especially in a tough year like this year, letting folks know that they are appreciated, because everybody that's come at the ballpark this year deserves that.
Yeah, this is, for those that don't know, this is it. The last weekend at PNC Park, and then two series on the road, Cincinnati and then Atlanta. And after that, end of the season, there'll be some takeaways we can talk about next week. But overall, just some impressions of what Pirate fans might expect in the off season that'll make a difference for next season.
Well, it's a cliffhanger. is how I would probably characterize the offseason. I really don't have any idea what will take place. What we can take from this season, clearly anyone that's followed along, this starting pitching and really some bullpen arms too, is lights out phenomenal. If you match this with even just an average offense, this is a playoff team or at least darn close to it. So, and then if teams that have this kind of pitching, which there are a few of them throughout baseball, these are the teams that no one wants to face in the postseason. So, but they've got a long way to go offensively to be an average offense. So that's, to me, what I'm going to look for over the winter is how do they systematically get better offensively and then personnel-wise, too. I think it's got to be both. They've got to figure out how to train the hitters better. From the minor leagues on up, there's a couple guys that are really exciting that come out kind of chief among them, of course, top prospects of baseball, but also bringing in some really bona fide major league hitters to complement the guys that they have now. And I think then maybe we go into next season feeling a lot more excited.
Did you have a highlight, personal highlight, something you witnessed this year?
Well, I think anytime you watch Paul Skeens, it's really, you know, one of a kind what we're seeing from him. So we've got to see 31 times him just continue to do what we think. Okay, well, even the pessimist. This is the time where it all, you know, the bubble pops. No, I mean, he's for real. It's the summer of Andrew McCutchen in a Pirates uniform. Those aren't, you know, a given going forward. We don't know. He's 38 years old. He'll be 39 next month. And so he continues to delight us with, he's winding down, and boom, he hits 100 mile per hour fastball over the wall. And you go, okay, is that slowed down yet? You know, things like that. So I think those are the two things that really stick out to me is, you know, that's what we go to the ballpark or tune in for, is we want to see greatness and we want to have something stick in our minds. And if you ask me, I haven't had time to really absorb the whole season yet, but those are the two things that day in and day out I look for. I get sentimental with stuff like that. So those are the things I've been looking at so far.
Well, enjoy this weekend at home and then on the road, and wrap it up next week. Thank you, Joe.
No, thanks, Larry. Enjoy that pastry.
I already did. Too late. Joe Block, Pirates broadcaster. And coming up, we're going to check in with Marty. And did you hear what Jimmy Fallon said about Jimmy Kimmel?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.